Mr. Brandon coming to you live from Siloam Springs, Arkansas, with another Fishers of Men video broadcast. We thank you for tuning in today. We thank you for those who will be tuning in today. And we are going to be continuing our Shekinah Glory Exposed series. And this is part 7. And the last time we talked about the Church of Corinth, we took a look at their pagan practices that they were guilty of. And now we're going to kind of shift gears back again a little bit. And for part 7, we're going to be talking about the history of unknown tongues. And this is going to be before Christ. Okay, this is BC. Okay, and with that said, we're just going to go ahead and dive right into it. So the speaking of unknown tongues dates back to 1100 BC, or before Christ. Okay, I want you guys to make a note of this. This is before Jesus Christ and the day of Pentecost. Okay? This is way before the time of Jesus Christ, and this is way before Pentecost. So, Plato said in ApolloSoc.7, it says, "Even as they who deliver oracles and the soothsayers say many excellent things, but know nothing of what they utter." Okay? Doesn't that sound a lot like what the churches are doing these days? All these big-time Pentecostal churches that claim to speak in tongues, and really it's a bunch of mysterious babblings and they have no interpreter. It sounds a lot just like that, don't it? Because you don't know what they're uttering. If it's an unknown babbling and there's no interpreter, how can you know it? How can you understand it? Amen? Now, and Phaedrus and Socrates, 360 BC. Okay, Plato and mad prophesying, it says, "The greatest blessings come to us through madness, when it is sent as a gift of the gods. For the prophetess at Delphi and the priestess at Dodona, when they have been mad, have conferred many splendid benefits upon Greeks, both in private and in public, but few or none when they have been in their right minds. And if we should speak of the Sibylle and all the others who by prophetic inspiration have foretold many things, or have foretold many things, that madness was neither shameful nor disgraceful. Otherwise, they would have not connected the very word mania with the noblest of arts, that which foretells the future, by calling it the mania art. No, they give this name thinking that mania, when it comes by the gift of the gods, is a noble thing. But nowadays people call it prophecy, the manic art, tasteless, inserting a T in the word. Manic is part of the word and charismatic. Amen? Manic, charismatic. The manic art. You see, they've been doing this way back. This all started way back in 1100 BC. So, And keep in mind, all these unknown and all these things is stuff that is unknown. Is unknown unknown babblings. Okay? Now, continuing on. The ancients testified that in the same proportion madness which comes from God, little g, is superior to sanity. Moreover, when diseases and the greatest troubles have visited upon a certain family through some ancient guilt, madness has entered in with holy prayers and rites, and by inspired utterances. By the way, inspired utterances. Those are unknown babblings and utterances that Shekinah gives them. Shekinah is behind all these unknown verbiages, these unknown babblings. You know why? Because Shekinah is that spirit that's behind spiritual drunkenness. You know why? Because Shekinah is Mystery Babylon the Great. And if you read in Revelation, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, is drunk with the blood of the saints. And by the way, like I said, when you speak to a drunkard, what do? They babble on and on and on and on. You don't understand them. Because when drunkards speak, they just say some of the most crazy nonsense that you don't even understand. It's the same thing with these unknown babblings, these unknown tongues. Amen? Now, it is truly possessed and duly out of his mind. It is by the use of purification and mysteries made whole and except from evil, future as well as present, it has a release from the calamity. Now I'm going to tell you something. When you take a look at all these mega churches and all these prosperity people that brag about this particular false gift, you know what they'll do? What they'll do is they'll bring people who need healing and they'll start speaking in all these unknown babblings that stem from Shekinah, and they think that by that they'll be healed. Let me tell you something. Without the Holy Ghost and without the power of Jesus Christ, how can you be healed? Because Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. Amen? So why do we think that we can do something and make something of ourselves without Jesus Christ? People who think that are foolish. Okay? We need to get in our heads that without Jesus Christ, we are nothing and we can do nothing without Him. Amen? Now, moving on. Ion, Prometheus bound states, Oh, alas, once again, convulsive pain and frenzy striking my brain. Inflame me. I'm stung by the gadflin barb, unforged by fire. My heart knocks at my ribs in terror. My eyeballs roll wildly round and round. I am carried out of my course by a fierce blast of madness. Lost all mastery over my tongue, and a stream of words beats recklessly against the billows of dark destruction. Okay, maybe I'm wrong. But having to read that sounds awfully a lot like Kundalini Yoga. Now, for those of you that don't know what Kundalini Yoga is, it is an Eastern mysticism yoga where you sit in a lotus position, and it's said that in Kundalini, you've got a serpent at the bottom of your spine, and there's a bone at the bottom of your spine that's an upside-down triangle, okay? That upside down triangle is where they say the serpent lives. And in Kundalini, it says that serpent wants to crawl up your spine and hit your pineal gland to give you enlightenment. Okay? And that serpent is a fiery serpent. And as a matter of fact, we're going to be touching on that here, not next time, but I believe here, in part 9, we're going to be talking about a little bit about the fire serpent and Kundalini. So I want you to keep that in mind, how that correlates to Shekinah. Amen? So, continuing on. In Plutarch and Herculatus, in the Orgies of Cult Dionysi, it states, music, dancing, drink, and other means were employed to superinduce the ecstatic state. Okay. The Hippolytus notes, then the sorcerer, appearing to be borne away under divine influence and hurrying to a corner of the house, utters a loud and harsh cry and unintelligible to all, and orders all present to enter, crying out at the same time, and friend or some other demon. Okay, so we see here a loud, harsh cry and unintelligible at all. That's what these unknown tongues are. These unknown tongues is foolishness. It's not intelligent. Okay, it's not. People who think that unknown babblings is intelligent are not thinking clearly. Okay? It's not right. Okay, so we see here that these unknown babblings, they're not people who speak in these unknown babblings are not intelligent. They're kind of making themselves look kind of, forgive me for using the word stupid, but they make themselves look pretty stupid by speaking things that they don't even know what they're speaking of. Amen? Now, the Herodias and the Histories, 135. It says, when the man called Mise entered into his temple, together with the three men of town who were chosen on the state's behalf to write down the oracles that should be given straight away, the divine prophesied in a foreign tongue. The Thebans who followed him were astonished to know a strange language instead of Greek and know not what this present matter might be. So we see that it's a strange language instead of Greek. Okay? Greek is a foreign language. This is a strange language. Amen? It is a strange language. That's what unknown tongues are. It's a strange language. It's a bunch of strange babbling languages is what it is. Don't exist. In my opinion, it's all made up. All those unknown babblings, they're just all made up. Now, last reference. Okay? Virgil, which is 70 to 19 BC. Okay? By the way, also note, this is 20 years before Pentecost. Okay? In Greece, i.e. Corinth. That's why we touched on the church of Corinth last time. Now we're taking a look at the history of it. we're taking a look at the history of tongues, okay? But in Virgil 70 to 19 BC, it says, and the Aeneid make the reference to the Celebine priestesses of Delos, who engaged in ecstatic speeches, a part of her religious rituals, and the Greek mystery religions, especially the Osiris, called Glossola, was a common occurrence. Okay? So all these babblings and stuff, they are part of religious rituals, which is unbiblical. Because you know what the Bible says? The Bible says you're supposed to shun and avoid profane and vain babblings. Amen? That's what you're supposed to do, is you're supposed to shun profane and vain babblings. And unknown tongues, these unknown tongues that are a spiritual ritual, are vain babblings. And God says you're supposed to ignore it. You know why? Because the Pentecost of tongues, okay, not the Pentecostal church, the Pentecost of tongues are the 17 foreign languages that the apostles spake on the day of Pentecost. Okay, 17 foreign languages. Now, I want you guys to, I'm going to kind of wrap it up here, but to kind of wrap everything up, there's some sources I want you all to check out, okay? If you guys, and actually I'll write these sources down on, Facebook, but if you have YouTube, I will put these sources in the comment, like where you have the stuff where it tells you what the video is about. I'll have all that stuff listed. So if you have any questions, please feel free to either go to YouTube or just message me and I'll let you know about Facebook. If you have any questions, refer to Facebook. But if you want to know YouTube, just private message me and we'll figure something out from there. Okay. The first source I want you to check out is this. It's called Church Apostasy, Demonic Spirits Exposed, End Times, Satan is Running Amok. Okay? The time on that is 44 minutes and 6 seconds. In that video, you're going to see laughing uncontrollably, tongue-talking, which is the unknown tongues, slain in the Spirit, which is unbiblical, by the way. Don't let anybody con you into thinking that slain in the Spirit is a biblical concept. It is not. There's some upward pelvic movements, which is a little graphic, or can be kind of graphic depending on, you know, just think about that one. We're going to put it that way. And also, you'll see people falling out of their seats. This video will show you how chaotic it is when you have all these people speaking in these unknown babblings. That this particular video will show you how chaotic it gets in these churches. Okay? The next source I want you to check out is the Kundalini Spirit has invaded the church, masquerading as the Holy Ghost. Okay, you know who Kundalini is? Kundalini is Shekinah. You know who Shekinah is? Jezebel. How is Shekinah masquerading as the Holy Ghost? Because she is known to tell the future. That's how she can mimic. Be aware and test the spirits. Amen? Don't let people fool you. Don't even let me fool you. As a matter of fact, take what I say and do your homework. Don't take everything I say for truth. You take what I say and you match it with the Bible. Amen? And by the way, if what I said doesn't match with the Bible, you know what you stick with? The Bible. Why? Let God be true and every man a liar. I'm a liar. If you are a man, you are a liar. All of us are liars. God is true. Every man's a liar. Amen? And by the way, that doesn't mean that God can't use you to tell the truth. What I'm saying is, don't take people's word for things. Do your homework. Amen? Now, I think in that video, I have to go back and watch it again, but you got Ronnie Howard Brown as a Holy Ghost bartender. By the way, I got a new nickname for Ronnie Howard Brown. It is not Holy Ghost bartender. Because the Holy Ghost is not the spirit that gets you drunk. Okay? The Holy Ghost doesn't get you drunk. The Holy Ghost keeps you sober. Ronnie Howard Brown is the Babylonian bartender. You know why? Because he babbles. And he works for a mystery. And I'm willing to bet you 2-1. He works for... He's got that spirit of Shekinah in him. He's got that spirit of mystery Babylon in him. Okay? Todd Bentley saying that Andy Clark is a fire starter. Okay? Now, the third one I want you to watch is TV Preachers Exposed, Satanism, Pentecostalism, New Age, Tongues, Demonic. Okay? The time of that is going to be 1 hour, 57 minutes, and 32 seconds. Okay? And in that one, it shows Benny Hinn. It shows Pentecostal exorcisms. It also exposes the Toronto Blessing. Now, I want to say this. The Kundalini spirit that has invaded the church, masquerading as the Holy Ghost, the time on that is 27 minutes and 30 seconds. Okay? Matter of fact, I will make sure to put that on there. So, if you want more information, you got some sources there. Okay? And I'm going to put the times on there so that you'll know which is which, and you'll have an idea of what it is. Amen? So anyways, that's what I had today. For those of you that tuned in, thank you very much for tuning in. I hope that can be a blessing to you. And so, you know, I love you guys. And, you know, this stuff has to be exposed. And this stuff may not be pretty, and you may not want to hear it, but it's got to be exposed. Amen? So, this is part 7. Now, next part number 8, we're going to still be talking about the history of tongues. Okay, but the next part is going to be the history of tongues AD. Okay, so this is BC. We're going to talk about AD next time. Okay, so with that said, this is Pastor Brandon signing off for the evening. I love you all. God bless you. Till next time, think Bible. You guys have a great night. Have a good rest of the week. Enjoy your weekend. And if God willing, hopefully I will be doing Pastor Brandon live tomorrow. With that said, I love you guys. God bless you. We'll see you next time.